Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is 9:07, and we got a good show lined up for you here this morning. A little later on, we'll get some updates from Manhattan Parks and Recreation. We have Ryan McKee going to join us here from the Recreation Department, and Assistant Director Wyatt Thompson will join us as well. But we're going to kick things off here at the beginning, talking K-State and things going on campus. And we've got joining us here today, Jeffrey Morris in the Communications and Marketing Department there. Good morning.
Good morning, Grant. I've got to say, it's really good to hear you and Dave on the air. It's not morning in Manhattan without Dave Lewis and Brandon on the air. So we're glad to hear that you guys are both back and making our mornings informative.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be back. Dave and I were talking. We haven't been on the air together except one day right before Thanksgiving. That was my day back from quarantine, and then Dave got sick right after that. So haven't done this since like early November. It's been a long time. But we're pleased to have Dave back for sure. And Dave's
appreciate your comments there, Jeff. Thank
you're
you,
welcome, Dave. Thank we you missed so you guys.
You know, you probably missed us more than we missed you.
Yeah,
but don't
I'm sure
but don't take offense to that.
No, we're pleased to have you on the air here today. We want to, you know, want to get an update here because I know that it's been a busy semester, really a busy year for K-State. And there's been a lot of changes that have had to be made kind of on the fly. We want to get a little recap of that and kind of what this semester has been like.
Well, you know, it's been, I would say we've just finished our most unusual semester, but it seems like we're saying that every semester now as we go through there. But, you know, this semester was unusual because of the way we started, which is we knew that we were going to have try to have classes and have in-person teaching in a lot of our classrooms. We also knew that we had to be prepared if we needed to pivot and go away. And I will say there were probably thousands of hours of planning that went into this semester. And now that we're on the back end of it, this is finals week. So this is the last week and we're doing everything virtually this week as we have since the Thanksgiving break. You know, it kind of played out according to how we thought it was going to work. We started in September and August and we saw a fairly large surge in positive cases, you know, amongst our campus community. It kind of titrated down during the middle of the semester as, you know, kind of once we had the surge getting everybody back, and then started to pick up a little bit prior to the Thanksgiving break. But overall, we were able to manage the situation. Our numbers of students that were in quarantine and isolation kind of peaked early and then remained fairly steady and have gone down. They're currently low, but just because for one thing, we have a lot of people that currently aren't here. But I think overall we're fairly pleased with how we're able to manage our way through this semester, and hopefully we'll have to do this for one more semester and then we'll maybe be on a better footing by next fall.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And you know, one thing I've heard, and I heard Linda Cook say this, I think the intergovernmental luncheon here, that really you're not seeing the spread so much happening on campus. Any of the infections, at least for the most part, are happening from outside. Is that correct?
Yeah, and so what we've been tracking things pretty closely. So for example, we haven't seen within our housing units, within the residence halls, we haven't seen a lot of people getting it from room to room. Sometimes someone might be exposed, and typically it's because somebody from the outside comes in or someone goes and gets it and comes back. What we didn't see was widespread social spread of the disease through that method. We also didn't see it in our classrooms or our labs. So we felt that we were able to manage a lot during the semester with the precautions that we were taking.
All right. We're speaking with Jeffrey Morris here from K-State Communications and Marketing. And I know there's a lot of plans being made here as we move along. Of course, the semester wrapping up. What are you telling students as they get set to leave the campus and return in January?
Well, we're continuing to make our plans for the semester. I will say that one of the things that we've been working really hard on for the spring is we did an evaluation last summer, and it was a Herculean effort to go and look and do an assessment of all of our labs, classrooms, and office spaces in terms of their HVAC and their airflow. And Casey Lauer and our team at facilities have been working really hard. This spring, we're going to have 55 new classrooms opened up at six in Manhattan, six at Polytechnic, hundreds of offices and labs that are all going to have updated air handling systems, which is going to help improve our deal for the fall. For the spring. So we're really hoping that we can have more in-person instruction as we move into the semester. Most of the faculty have submitted their plans. So pretty soon we'll be releasing the information as to how many classes will be online and how many will be in person as we approach the spring. The other thing we've done is we've pushed the start date back a week. We're going to start January 25th, and we are not going to have a spring break this year. We are planning a couple of mental health days and working with the Faculty Senate and the others to get those scheduled as to when those are going to happen. Because one thing we're very concerned about is not just the physical danger, but there's a lot of mental stress that our students and faculty and staff are undergoing through this pandemic. We know that there's a lot more anxiety, especially in our student populations, as a result of what's going on in the world around them. And so we're really focused on student mental health and making sure that we can support our students as they need to be supported in the spring.
Yeah, and that canceling the spring break, that was an early decision. If I remember right, that happened sometime this summer, in fact, or maybe even earlier than that.
Yeah, the thinking behind that is one thing we've learned is we know a lot of our students, especially those that live within the state, go back and forth to their homes, and we know that. When you get a spring break type situation where people literally will go around the world and come back, it really ratchets up the risk. So our thinking behind that was we really wanted to not encourage those types of travel that we would typically see. And as you know, we all see it on the news. There's large gatherings of people, and sometimes they're not following the protocols for distancing and masking and some of the other things. And so as much as we can, we're trying to kind of prevent that for this spring semester.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know one of the things we've missed here this year is in-person commencement. You didn't have it in the spring, and it got canceled again here for the winter. But I know there are plans in the works for kind of an alternative solution. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll be sending an announcement out at the end of this week, I think at the beginning of next week, as we look for ways to kind of virtually recognize what our students have done. I will tell you that I know, speaking with several students, that this is a major disappointment that they were not able to go through and have this crowning achievement and this recognition that they get. So we're working on alternate ways to do that, and the details will be coming out as we've done this. But one of the things I also want to stress is commencement's really important to our faculty and staff too. We all love going to those events and celebrating with our students, and it sort of puts a cap on a year and a semester. And so not being able to do that is a disappointment for a lot of people throughout the university. But we're going to find ways to positively acknowledge what's going on acknowledge what our students have done, because we're still seeing a lot of people graduate, and it's still a tremendous accomplishment for an individual.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah, it's a crowning achievement for a lot of folks in their educational careers. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Jeff Morris here from K-State as we continue in focus on News Radio KMAN.